Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Yo, what's Gucci that? Flip flops, flex and hit your bitch in my socks.
Is that how it went?
No, that's my new song, yo, Bad Baby, yo.
Oh,
Bad
all right, baby. I got it. Right, I ain't had no time to catch no new music or nothing.
That ain't even new, bro. It's old.
Oh, shit. I be out of the mix sometimes.
That's Catch Me Outside, Girl, and shit. I've been listening to her music.
Hold up. Catch Me Outside, Girl got music?
Yeah. Yo, she more famous than us, bro. Like, yeah, she got some bangers. She got some bangers. She got some bangers.
Wow. I ain't know that.
She got hella features, yo. She got Lil Yachty on the track, Kodak Black on the track. Bro, she got some shit. I'm like, yo, going viral is fucking very lucrative.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
We on the motherfucking way.
Oh, yeah. You good? How was your New Year's?
Happy New Year. We ain't even say Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year.
Yo, I made it through. That was my goal, making it through the New Year, and I did that. So.
I mean, it started off rough. I'm surprised y'all was awake.
Hey, yo.
It started off a little rough. Started off real early.
Man. Yo, you can't make this shit up, man. But if I gotta take the bullets for other people to see that this is how this shit go, I'm cool with it. I'm okay with it.
No, I wanna be the first to apologize because what happened was we recorded a lot of episodes and I flagged the wrong episodes to drop. So I just dropped all of them, but I didn't listen back to them until she said something about it. I was like, hold up. I didn't know we dropped that fucking episode. So when I went back, I'm like, I had to take all that shit off.
But it's cool. If I say it, bro, I'm standing on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, I understand what you're saying, but if I said something, it ain't about time. The only thing I could have been prepared, you know what I mean? But ain't none of this no secret, you know what I'm saying? And hey, Bree, you on here, baby? What's going on?
I am. I'm listening to y'all. What's okay. up?
Yeah, ain't nothing I'm saying no secret. Ain't nothing I'm saying a lie. So I'm cool with however this shit drop, you know what I'm saying? And let's make this disclaimer right now. I'm not on here to demise nobody or hurt nobody's feelings about nothing that has transpired in any situation or relationship that I've been involved in. I got love for everybody, and they know that. You know what I'm saying? It just might not look how they wanted to look at the time. So it's all good, man. What you know. Like, people deal with this. Everybody do it on the back end. If my shit got to be on the front end, and just like I told Bree, man, this shit therapeutic for me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no secret. If you saw the live, I don't even.
We gotta rewind, yo. For those who don't know, like New Year's Eve, I was invited to a live. Actually, I was invited to a motherfucking banking. I was invited to a motherfucking barbecue, and I was the entree, nigga. She was frying my ass the fuck up. Why would you invite me to that shit? First of all, was she talking about the podcast before you?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Okay, that's why. That's all right, happened. That's why.
said, oh, where God. The fuck Ty bitch ass at? And you know she already got she got smoke with you anyway.
Yeah, she already got it out with me.
With you.
No, but you know what the funniest thing was? Was like for what? The longest we did not know y'all were in the same house. So when we went off over, I was like, wait, this nigga, what?
Y'all could have
like,
prevented this shit a long ass time
the
ago.
The whole time. I was like, what?
Yeah. That shit was super wild, man. Yo, y'all don't understand the realness that happened during that shit. Like, I don't think nobody recorded that shit, but.
No, but see, if we fucking should have, I was ready to chop that bitch up and make a re. I was about to say that shit.
If y'all
remix
see,
Swayed the God.
If people knew, only knew, like, what happened in the middle of that motherfucking live, yo, that shit was wild, yo. Like, but I take it though. That's my life. Like,
yo, I walked into an ass with me, yo. She was like, oh, top bitch ass. Oh, top bitch ass. Your little bitch ass podcast. Your little bitch ass podcast.
She was
like, yo.
Hey, Bree, you said nobody knew we was in the same house, yo.
I did not know until you walked in there and I was like, oh, not the same. Like, what?
Yo was hiding in the bathroom and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is
that?
Yo
shit
doing?
Was so funny. Oh my God.
It's all good, man. Hey, yo, I think at the end of this, everybody can see the light. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm going to say it again. I'm not trying to demise nobody or. It's just the truth, man.
And that's nobody's intention over here.
Nah, it ain't never intention.
Listen, because we were talking about this earlier.
Let me make this disclaimer now. I literally, Bree, yo, I said it's the Bree when she asked me. We talked about this on Instagram. I said it in real life. I said it on the live. I am literally, I got a girlfriend. I got a halfway ex-wife, and I'm dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. That's what it is. Like, that's real life. And I stand on that. And anybody got anything to say to me or address me about it, it is what it is. Other niggas gonna act like that ain't they life. This is really my life. This it, for real. So.
And this is why you the new co-host of Irresponsible Behavior. Yo.
Not just got me a deal.
Yes, yo, you inside, yo. We giving out 360s over here, yo. This is could have been records over here.
Could have been.
So it's all good, man. But yeah, yo, everybody know me. If you know me, you know my heart. You know how I treat anybody that's around me, and that's why I get the love that I get. Yeah, it come with misunderstanding sometimes, and I think that's in any relationship, any friendship, or anything. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't never coming with disrespect. Like, this shit not disrespect. It's just the way this shit had played out. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not hiding my story because I ain't got nothing to be ashamed about at this point. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to be ashamed about. It's real. So
and I gotta be more careful. Just like in general, because I know, bro, like just being a comedian and being able to use words, yo, y'all gotta understand, yo, everything I fucking think, everything I say is meant to be fucking funny, but it's not interpreted that way to everybody or a specific person or going through that thing.
I'm glad
so,
you know that.
No,
we was in the middle of shit one time, you was making a joke, that shit was not cool.
What happened?
We was mending some gangster shit one time. This nigga started making jokes. I'm like, bro, like, nah, yo, this not the time. Like, chill. Nobody is laughing at this. Turn the comedian off, nigga. This shit can turn into a shootout. We is on Baltimore Street right now. Chill.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he trying to make a joke and shit. These niggas not
that's just who I am, bro. Like, that's just who I am. I can't turn that shit off.
Man,
I cannot turn that shit off.
Don't try to make a joke. We in the middle of some game. Nigga got mask on and all kind of shit. He want to make a joke. No. This is not the time.
They like, burn my little ass up.
Yeah, he's sitting there making a joke and shit, doing a bitch. Man,
I don't even, have my gun or nothing. I'm about that bitch. Just talking shit.
He's making a dead ass joke in the middle of the
assassin though.
I'm ready, but I don't want to. The fuck? God damn, you joking. Niggas dead ass serious. They are cold. Anyway. So yeah, okay, Ty. I'm glad you know that. No more jokes in the middle of some gangster shit.
No, you ready to get me smoked out here. Fuck with this little bitch ass podcast. Fuck.
Yo, you.
Yeah.
Oh man.
The highlight of it was he don't like me, right? He don't like me, right? We was like, yo, this shit was funny.
She gonna put me out her beautiful ass. Like,
yeah.
Yo, like, yo, I'm like, yeah,
That's not a disrespect.
Duh.
You ain't no secret, baby. Like, everybody know. I love
your ass. I swear I do, yo. That's my speed right there. I done got her ass pregnant by now. You know I like a little feisty. Man. I like a little feisty, boy. Yeah, she remind me so much. Yo, she remind me so much of my ex-girlfriend, yo. That was my relationship for fucking 7 years, bro. Like, yo. Yo,
wild fact, shit, bro. This is some wild shit, boy. I swear to God on my life.
And she used to, my ex-girlfriend used to cuss me out like that, like at every show, like no matter where. Yo, every show, every vacation, every party, it was just like that. Like, yo, she be like, tired of this. That was her all fucking day, like on 10.
That's funny. Well, look, y'all, speaking of girlfriend and boyfriend, how y'all feel about Angela Simmons and Yo Gotti?
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti spoke that bitch into existence, didn't
he? Yes, he did.
Yes, that's manifestation at its finest right there. I love it.
I love it too, yo. And then I noticed that, like, she like archived all her old pictures and like just told it off with them too. I was like, yes, come on now.
That's a little bit much. That's a bit much.
I think it's cute. I feel like they about to
start. They about to get married or something. Damn me.
But still, all that publicity, they about to get some money together. Like, facts. It's about to be cute.
Yeah,
that's Lil Diddy and Carisha.
I hope they throw this shit out, man. I'm tired of seeing couples, you know what I'm saying, don't make it, yo. That shit be hurting my heart, yo. When I be seeing all this breaking news, so and so getting a divorce, or breaking news, they been together for 15 years. Like, that shit be hurting my heart. I ain't gonna lie, I be touched by that shit. So
yeah,
you know, I wish them the best. You know, I gone public, but obviously I'm assuming that they in a relationship. So I wish that shit for them for the rest of their life. Like,
yeah, healthy relationships, 2023.
I swear to God. Now, God, nigga like God, he really coming from nothing. We watch this nigga come up. It's been a long time coming. A lot of drug money.
Okay.
Trying to dodge some cases. Yeah, we watch this nigga come up, and for that nigga to get where he at, you know what I'm saying? And you know, being on the level he is and be able to manifest them things, I hope that they be able to last, man. I really get sad, you know, certain people that be together for 20 years or we know them to be together and they end up divorced, you know what I'm saying, or separated or not together no more. So I just I'm wishing the best. I'm praying the best for them.
I'm trying to manifest this relationship with Ari Lennox. I got a crush with Ari.
Yo, great job. Put that shit in one of his stand up.
Yo, I got a crush on Ari Lennox. Fuck that.
Hold on, ain't that bad girl?
Nah, she ain't no bad girl, yo. She's neo soul.
That's the other Ari. That's brown.
Ari. Yeah, that's brown. That's brown sugar baby.
Oh, okay. All right,
that's cocoa butter. That's cocoa butter loving right there, boy, from D.C. I didn't know she was from Maryland the whole time. She's from D.C.
Maryland. Oh, all right, that one. Yeah. Okay.
I love Ari, yo. I love Ari chocolate ass. She like low-key, yo. That's my speed, yo. Like pleasant and shit. But, you know, I got a good one right now.
This nigga just said that's his speed when he just talking about my people arguing like a motherfucker. Like,
I mean, that used to be my speed. I got out of that lane. I had to go back. I had to move back over to the slow lane, yo.
Not the slow lane.
Yo, that's the fast lane over there, boy. You in the far left. You in the far left lane over
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that shit was, man. Man, I can't make it up. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Little bitch ass podcast. Yo, we got hella listens that day, yo. Like, yo, I was like, yo, what the fuck? That shit was running up. I was like, all right.
Yo, I bet, motherfucker, niggas was going back to when they seen what we was on live. Niggas tried when they hear what the podcast was about. Motherfuckers texting and DMing and all kind of shit about that shit, huh? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know because it was a couple episodes that I posted that I didn't know that I fucking published. I flagged the wrong one. So that's in part my fault. So I guess it is what it is, bro. I take one of them bullets.
I take it however it comes, man. I promise. I ain't saying nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying what my truth is. And
how was your New Year, bro?
My thing is, it was cool. Like I said, I chilled with my my ex.
Look at everybody.
You did what?
I chilled with my ex. You know, it's irresponsible behavior. So hey, it's like no, but
nah, yeah. For real, we talked about this before the new year came in. Hold up, now that's fast. How you put that on us?
I don't know. He just reached out to me. And he was like, you know, what you doing tonight, type thing. So I was like, nothing. You know, now I'm chilling. So he's like, you want company? So I was like, I don't mind. You know. So he came through. We just like chilled and just like, you know, talked for like hours for real. It was cool. If the question, next question is if I smashed, no, I didn't. But, you know, of course.
I wasn't even going to ask.
Yeah. How that be when it comes to your ex, you be thinking about it. But
I already knew the story. I ain't no need to ask. You feel me? You the lady. I'll let you be the lady.
But
I mean, cool. I would've. If I was you, I would've.
You just smashed who, Ty?
I'd have smashed my ex. What are you talking about? If I was her, hell yeah. I ain't about to what? It's New Year's too? Shit. I'm about to go in this motherfucking New Year's nut free out this bitch. What is you
not nut free. I'm trying.
I don't need to bust shit.
I'm on my I'm the only nigga on YSL right now. Yo, I plead the fifth. I ain't saying nuts.
Yo, I mean, I'm gonna say a lot less too.
I'm on my YSL about that. I'm pleading the fifth on that one.
I'm mad I ain't even get to see my little boo, but yeah, I mean, Happy New Year's to my little baby.
You claiming something, son?
Yeah, yo, she locked. She don't know it yet, but she all mine.
Ooh. Whoa, we bold. What are we talking about? What?
Oh, you wasn't in the close friends, Bree? You ain't peeped my close friends today or yesterday?
No,
let's go, see. Let's go check it out. Late. It's gone now. Too late. Too little too late.
So it sounded like you enjoyed yourself.
I mean, I didn't get to see her. So.
Oh, you didn't get to see her. Oh, okay.
Nah, I ain't get to see my boo. But
aww.
But that's going to change. We got some things coming up, you feel me?
Yeah, so what you do, Wynton? How was your...
Yeah, I mean, after I leveled out the early part of New Year's Eve, the later part, I had a nice kickback at the rooftop, you know what I'm saying, at my condo. And I had some people come over and a couple of my homegirls, and they invited friends, and they cooked. And, man, we had a good time. I ain't gonna lie. Hookah, food, you know what I mean? Good vibes, bringing the new year on some, you know, some chill shit. Usually I'll be on some old other shit, but I needed to smooth this new year out. It's been a long 2-3 years for me, so I tried to level it out. But I had a good time. I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Despite the little confrontation, but I could take that, man. I'm so emotionally intelligent now. Like, it's crazy.
Talk that talk. I'm excited for this year though. Like, I already felt like 2022. I was already kind of changing and transitioning. So I'm just gonna like take that same positivity and like just keep it going. It's gonna be a good.
Yo, I felt like 2022 was the shit for me. Like, yo, like, so if that was any indication of what the fuck we got in store coming up,
yeah, like, it's gonna be amazing.
What? Like, we on our shit, and I ain't changing shit for you fuck niggas. I'm gonna be the same me.
Fuck. 2022 to me was like I made it. Like, that's really
hell,
that really,
yeah,
my shit. Like,
because 2022 showed his ass a little bit.
Yeah, like for me, it didn't really show his ass. It's just you got to survive now. Like, you really got to survive. You know what I'm saying? And that was my perspective of it. Like, it was still leftover stuff going on, stuff being added on, and the shit that was added on wasn't as bad as the leftover stuff, but it was still mentally like, yo, survive, survive, survive. Now what we got to play. Now we got certain shit in motion. Ty been driving. How long you been driving? Well, since 2020, right?
Yeah, since about shit, like 3 years. Hell yeah.
3 years. So he's three years on the truck driving shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting into it in the later of 2022. So we know what to do now. You know what I'm saying? We put some nice shows together in the last 2 years, and people, you know, we got the right network now, so we know the plays. And I don't, like, I think I said on the last podcast, I ain't one of them niggas. I don't want to go in like, oh, 2023, my year. Like, nah, but we got to play now. We got to play. And we took, I don't even want to call them losses. We got some lessons in 22.
What do you feel like you learned? Like, what did last year teach you?
Oh, man. I hate to repeat it, but for me, yo, last year really taught me survival, yo. Like, survive. Like, you just really, whatever going on, wherever your heart at, wherever your mind at, wherever your money at, yo, survive it. Like, wake up the next day and or you might not get it together the next day, but you know what I'm saying? Keep your mind on, yo, it's going, this too shall pass. You know what I'm saying? This
I like that shall for you.
Pass. For real. Like,
that's good. What you learned, Ty?
I ain't learned shit. Learn fuck niggas. I'm saying that shit. Oh yeah, fuck nigga, pussy ass nigga. Hey. No, I learned that always, motherfucker. No, that's ATL right there. Pussy ass, period. Yeah, pussy ass nigga. No, I learned, bro. Always set something aside for yourself. You feel me? Like always put a little something away for yourself just in case of a rainy day. My biggest thing is, bro, I'm gonna save more this year. You feel me? Like I save. I got a new truck for real. Like, we started some new business ventures with the trucking, and bro, like if I wouldn't have saved what I did save, I wouldn't even have been able to do what I was able to do. But now, knowing that, I'm trying to. We're gonna double up. I'm doubling down on fucking everything. Just double down. You got consistency is key.
I agree. I feel like this year also taught me the same thing. Like, I'm like, I need to make sure, like, my contracts is right.
You oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I salute you on that. Absolutely. Man. Every contract.
Listen, because right. All that under the table shit, sometimes it be like, look, I got to secure myself. I have to make sure I'm straight.
We getting this shit in literature every time.
Every time.
I'm with you. Thank you for saying putting that out there. That definitely is a lesson.
And like you said, Ty, like also make sure you got that money, that security, you know what I mean? Because it's so easy to make this money. But if you ain't got nothing by the end of the year to be like, damn, look what I made, look what I did, you ain't got shit.
You ain't got shit. That's how it be. I mean, but at the same time, like, wins is wins and L's is fucking lessons. So you just got to keep on pushing. Y'all got any New Year's resolutions?
Let me see what my resolution probably is.
Check your vision board. I know you got something on your vision board.
I do. So this year, what I decided to do, right, I decided to put it in my journal versus doing my vision board. I probably still will, but I don't know. But I definitely want to, like, I have some money goals that I wrote down. But as far as, like, mentally, I want to, like, be more present. Like, I feel like sometimes I let my anxiety get to me, and I kind of, like, am so pressed for the next thing. Rushing for the next moment that I'm not like really enjoying what's in front of me type thing. So I just want to be able to calm the fuck down, allow myself to be, take the pressure off, like not, you know, be so hard on myself and just kind of like chill. So,
do you drink coffee, Bri?
Sometimes.
Because if it's a regular thing, then I would say like, because when I stopped drinking coffee, that kind of like eliminated all the anxiety that I had.
Really?
Yeah, that was a big thing. Coffee and caffeine. Like, I don't even really drink, caffeinated soda no more. Like,
I don't drink soda.
It kind of eliminated all my anxiety. And being anxious out here with these motherfucking big rigs is, like, not the best place you want to be anxious.
Yeah.
So and I tell like, everybody so that.
It be so many wonderful things that kind of happen in your life. You don't want to overlook it by thinking about the next thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's very wise of you, Bri. That was very wise. I'm gonna go ahead and write that down. Cause I be motherfucker. I don't be present. Like this year, like I could say, like I was really kind of moving too fucking fast and not enjoying the people, the places, the time, like what we built.
Yeah.
Like to the fullest. Like yeah. I can even say that about my last show. Like I was so fucking frustrated that I didn't even give my best performance, and I gotta stop doing that. I don't feel like I gave my best performance at all, like the last three of them, because I just been so kind of anxious behind the scenes and trying to boom, 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 boom.
It's a lot of pressure.
I'm gonna slow all around. I mean, But this was learning. So these like my first three big ones. So my first four big ones. So like all that shit kind of slowed. By the fourth one, it slowed all the way down. But then we ain't had the people and shit. So I was like, all right, fuck.
Yo, the game changed, bro. Like we talking about shit. Everybody life changed at the COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like that's real. Like no matter what anxiety you got, like we still dealing with those after effects. Like in 20 years, they gonna on 15 years, they gonna be doing research on how much life is different. So absolutely, the game gonna be different. You know what I'm saying? Having these events are different. You know what I mean? Like that's real. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just us or the product of services we provide. It's life and within itself and people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody going through something. Everybody.
Real. Yeah. And we got to come out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a while. It's going to be some years before we, you know, quote unquote, whatever the new normal.
I'm not claiming that. I'm making my new normal and we go motherfucker. I'm making my own path, bro. I'm on my own path right now.
And that's respect, but I'm a realist. So in reality, you got to say that into consideration.
You sound like my baby mother. That's why I was saying I'm on my own shit.
He gave me a trauma response.
Yo, he's giving me baby mother. Yo, I don't like it. I don't like it, bro. I'm wild willy nilly out here, man. Yeah, okay, I got free, bro. I'm a Pisces, bro. Shoot. Optimistic. Okay. I'm gonna keep swimming, baby. Shark in the water.
That's right.
Anyway,
how y'all feel about Young Thug? So I was on Twitter. I seen that little like meme. I don't know all the deets, but how y'all feel about it?
I let Ty go first.
No, bro, I gotta finish.
He already told us he's snitching, so I'm gonna let him go first.
Oh, I think Young Thug, he better snitch. He better tell on somebody.
Did y'all see the meme though?
He better tell on somebody. Please don't say that. I'm not snitching if I'm a part of the bullshit that is happening. Like,
nah, you telling, bro? Fully, it's okay.
I'm not telling. You know I'm not telling, y'all. I say that now, but I'll be the motherfucking one. I'll be looking around the shit. Like, yo, niggas talking, bitches, I ain't even say nothing yet. What are you talking about?
So my opinion on it is, yo, it's a new game, man. It's a new game far as ain't no honor amongst thieves no more in this day and time. You know what I'm saying? And these youngins, nobody taking that oath no more. That was what it was back in the day, supposed to be, because even back then, we could take it back. This shit started in the mafia days. When them niggas started telling, man, it shit just got all the, you know, the quote unquote gangster and illegal activities, yo, this shit got watered down. And over time, this what it led to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to halfway tell. It's okay to, you know, they make it okay. But, so my advice is, if you can't stand the heat, don't even go in the kitchen. Not get out. Don't go in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that's my advice, because it ain't the same, bro. Niggas gonna tell. It ain't no question.
It's looking bad for Thug right now, because everybody telling. This last homeboy, he ready tell.
He had one homeboy that didn't.
He had one homeboy, but he still won.
Against 79 other motherfuckers. But
right, you feel me? They got like 100 witnesses. Like, who got 100 witnesses?
to be honest, they said 300.
Yo, like, what the fuck? Like,
the
yo,
whole
shit.
Atlanta.
What happened? Atlanta. Like, what he do? What happened?
Bree, see, that's what you got to read, Bree.
Let me tell you what happened. So, on Twitter, when I saw, like, it was like a little meme, and he was in the courtroom, and he just, like, threw his head back, and he was stressed. That's what I saw, but I didn't see exactly, like, what happened. What he did.
So, you don't even know what's going on.
Nigga, hold on. Let me say this. Anybody in the courtroom stressed, I'm going to keep it 1,000. I remember one time I was in that bitch for a traffic violation. I got lightheaded as a motherfucker. The pressure when you in that bitch, you going to be stressed. I don't care. This nigga faced the Rico. So what happened is they are tying Young Thug to organized crime.
Racketeering, money laundering, drug dealing, murder.
Attempt murders. anything that's illegal, they're tying him to that. So that's what's going on. And this is our podcast. I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna just say that, you know, this is hearsay. You know what I mean? We don't know exactly.
Allegedly,
what happened, what didn't happen. But you know, when they tie you to those type of things, especially they making him the HNIC of all of it, you know what I mean? So he's looking at, you know, a very long time in prison for all of those different charges that we named because they say he was calling the shots.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, God bless him. Hopefully he get through it, you know.
And let's throw that in there that before Thug got locked up, YFN Lucci was locked up. And if you know he's a well-known rapper as well, and they had some, you know, public beef for a long amount of time, that there are things that happen in the streets between those two cliques that people know about. And you know, of course, now we know that the state's attorney and the DA, everybody knows a lot of things that happen between those people in the, you know what I mean? It's so much shit tied into
Everything in that motherfucker.
Yep, tied everything. A lot of
they said he was just, they was trying to throw the little car racing in that shit for real. Y'all was racing what? Y'all was car racing? They throw all that shit in there.
Everything that niggas was doing over the last, I think they said it's like 6 years, 7 years,
Shit, man, that's a lot. Sound like a lot. I'd be throwing my head back at that bitch too.
You feel me?
What is she talking about? This nigga too, he snitching too, guys. Damn.
Nigga ain't seen him since 2014. Yo, tell him.
They throw everybody a plea deal except for him. Like, I was like, yo, it feel like they really want to take your
railroad. That's what they call railroading.
Like,
and I want to, while we,
what did he do?
I wanna say this, cause
what did he do, like, to like make them, what tell. That, like, I no, not like tell, but like, why did they, what did Joe do that made them want to come after him like that? Like, he wasn't.
Well, they had, yo, so when Lucci homeboy, man, his, when Lucci right hand man's got murdered, they was already on Thug. So of course the streets talking and all kind of other shit. And they was building the case this whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, so you thinking that you got away with that or, you know, hypothetically got away with such and such and such. Whole time these motherfuckers is watching, like, they watching everything that they do. So that's years on shit. You know what I'm saying? Years that they watching. You keep thinking you getting away the whole time. They just can't pin it to you. You wasn't there, but they got the rental car that was in your name. Like, all kind of crazy shit. Like, yeah, what? You wasn't there, but that rental car was in your name.
What?
So yeah, it's super wild for them. You know, and Atlanta ain't but such a fucking big place. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, yeah, it's really not though.
It's, you know what I'm saying?
Once you get to it. A big place.
Them niggas be one hood away from each other.
Wow.
So be careful. Rappers, street niggas, all, yo, you gotta be careful. Like, when you outside right now, man, it's a very dangerous game to play. And I ain't gonna say nobody don't never win, but the odds is definitely fucking against you in this day and age.
Wow. Yeah, yo, he better start snitching.
So, let me throw the honorable mention in there because niggas give people their flowers, but not as much. I want to give Boosie his flowers, yo. That nigga went through that same shit. He never told on nobody. He never
mouthed
that motherfucking stand.
He definitely did. Yep.
That nigga went. He went to. A lot of people don't understand. Boosie was on death row. They had him on death row waiting to get lethal injection. He had a time that they were going to put that man, that he was going to, you know, kill him, you know what I'm saying, for his charges. They went back and appealed it, and that's how he beat his motherfucking charges, yo. That nigga didn't tell all the way to death row. I'm talking about in a cell in Angola prison where he was lined up and be waiting to be killed.
Oh, that's wild. Boosie that a real one. Told. Boosie a real one. That's why, bro, he a hood legend.
For real, and niggas don't like it was because it was when the internet first started getting hot. Like, this is when people started, you know what I'm saying, like just having certain words or catchphrases that was cool. Free Boosie was cool. Like, it was cool to say Free Boosie. Niggas was throwing that shit out there, not really understanding what.
And then how long he did? He did like 12, 13 years or something.
Nah, hell nah. He had caught. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, he caught a gun charge at first, right? And he was fighting that. So at the while, he was fighting the charge, but the DA went on and he caught.
They got him for the murder. Then he got the murder charge.
So he was sitting. He got locked up, and I think he was supposed to do like maybe 3 to 6 years on that charge, right? So he's sitting over the jail on the gun charge. That's when they indicted him on the fucking murders. So he in jail, then they indicted him for murder. So yeah, when they indicted him for the murders, then they tried him, and then I think they had to get a guilty sentence or something, and they went back and appealed the shit, and he beat that shit, man. Like that's
he was in there a minute though.
Oh yeah, he said Boosie sat down like maybe like 5 years. I could be wrong. Like so,
yo, it felt long as a bitch. Yo, that shit, wild.
He started sitting for the murders for like maybe like 3 years, where he had to fight him in jail. Like that's some wild shit, fighting them. And you talking about in Louisiana? Yo, the furthest south you go, oh my god, they want to hang you. That's why he left Louisiana, cause you know he was talking this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know the fuck the police song, do you know that song, Bree?
No, I don't do that.
Damn. Yeah, that's a hood legend song.
What like what? Fuck the poor. What I'm trying to think.
Nah, not in this.
Nah, come on, don't keep on holding up. Don't say okay. Don't y'all not better not say that shit too many times. You gotta get shut down, yo. Look, Shut down. Don't have me out here looking like thug, yo. Y'all know I be selling all the drugs, yo. Yeah.
So if you wasn't talking about NBA, NWA, who was you talking about?
Boosie. He got a song for the police.
No, I don't do that.
And he really went at.
He went at that. Yeah, they was.
He
they
went
was
at all the DAs. He was naming motherfuckers, so they really had it out for him. Like they really had it out for him. It was like he was really beefing with the state of Louisiana and DAs and police and shit. They had it out. That's why he left and went to Atlanta.
That's also why, like, I'm kind of cool with not being that popular. Like, cause these popular niggas, boy, they be popping them left and right. Like, yo, shit, I be staying below the radar.
But, see, Boosie came in the game, and when he came in the game, niggas was really doing what they was talking about. Like, now it's an art. Like, anybody can drop a hot single, and niggas put money behind you, and they put some chains on you and a Rolex, and now you rapping, and you make doubt this life. And what happens is, when they start rapping about it, the niggas around them really about that life. So now you guilty
about it.
But you gotta be cool to be around the gangster niggas. So you gotta be on your gangster shit too. Now we gonna go back to the rat, the king rat. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened with him. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to say his name. Everybody should know what I'm talking about. But you know, the king rat, that's what happened. Like they could put him as the face and get money from him, but the niggas that was around him was really about that. He wasn't really about it. So what happened? You doing that shit for, you around niggas for 2 years, rapping this imaginary shit that other niggas really doing it, you start feeling like, cause them your mans in them now, so you could talk that shit too. I remember the King Rat nigga really on camera, on the phone, really like, yeah, then what them niggas said, I'ma put 10 bands on that nigga head. Like, what's up, nigga? That's a what? On camera.
Yo,
get a nigga whack on camera. Like,
if Gummo come on, I'm not in my head for like 5 seconds. Yo,
see,
I don't
bro,
care.
You got
no,
I
yo, no, yo. I
little...
said 5 seconds. Yo.
Nah, yo, you got a little. You got a little
it's gonna get. Bro. I said it's gonna get me, yo, because I'm not. The beat come on hard. If I play that shit if I play that shit right now, you will be like, oh, that beat was hard.
Nah. I'm not, bro. You know, I'm a different
cut.
Like,
the beat was hard, bro. The beat, the producer didn't snitch. He snitched.
Nah, and I don't give a fuck. I ain't not no work that nigga did. I don't give a fuck. No, that nigga, he's telling. That nigga had no cut cards, yo, and was talking shit while he was doing it. He set a whole new level for snitching. He set a new level for snitches. Like, snitches just usually...
Man, niggas been snitching for years, man.
No, but not snitching and
oh, no, that was, he was the first... Yeah, he was the first rapper that, yeah, be...
Was proud. Like, no, telling. Like, and then he made an excuse for it.
Talent.
And the excuse was because them niggas was doing them dirty. Like, they was fucking his baby mother and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Which I get, but...
That's still gay.
But this the thing. What niggas got to understand is them niggas never took that oath, yo. Them niggas that be like that, they never took the oath to the street shit. So niggas get so caught up in it. You got to realize you've been around them niggas and you've been around the King Rat and you got millions coming in, niggas getting to do everything they ever wanted to do in life, but they still doing gangster shit. So what happens with that? Nigga like, boy, that wasn't me, that was you. It was them, Your Honor.
Yeah. Yeah, see, when he fucked up was he on the, yo, they had so much evidence against him. Like, yo, it was just like, yo, you doing dumb shit on camera, yo, just to be flexing. Like, yeah. If you want to be in that position, he just should have played it smart and been like, yo, I don't, you feel me? I don't know what that man doing with his own life, you feel me? Like, you got to disassociate yourself from all the bullshit. And you might have to sit for a couple years, like Boosie did.
Yeah, but see, niggas ain't doing it. Niggas ain't doing it. That shit dead now. Especially now, after all this shit going on, these young niggas watching this YSL shit, they watched the King Rap shit before that. Niggas is telling. It ain't no holding. I don't believe nobody. I ain't too many niggas I think that ain't gonna tell. You feel me? Like niggas,
bro.
Niggas trying, if trying I get on to that,
if I blame him, yes.
Do I?
If you did some dumb shit, yeah. If you did some dumb shit and you're a part of it, you know, you willingly a part of the shit. You know the shit.
Yo, I've been in the interrogation rooms. I sat in there and you gotta be smart. First of all, yo, if you sit in that bitch and they gotta ask you a bunch of questions, they don't know shit. If you got me, you got me. You don't gotta ask me shit. You gonna take me straight to that jail cell and I gotta sit there. But when them niggas get in that interrogation room, they think they gonna save themselves by telling a different story or disassociating themselves in there. Like, oh yeah, cause I just drove the car and Jerome got out and I heard the gunshots. You know what I'm saying? Now you there. You in it too, idiot.
Right.
Shut the fuck up. If you shut the fuck up, you got a better chance. Unless them niggas gonna tell on you, but niggas don't be understanding that. Yo, who? Yo, somebody else. I can't think of who it was right now off the top of my head, but niggas got out of some shit like that. Oh, shout out to Bobby Smurda
did about, he was, they said his ass down for like 7 to 10 though. He was gone for a minute.
Yeah, but all his friends pretty much like took the rip too. Like they all kind of like, they stuck together.
That's how it's supposed to be. But yeah, them niggas, but you gotta realize, Bobby and them niggas was really raising that shit. They just so happened to get hot off that rapping shit. Like, them niggas still had morals and principles that they really live by. Like, all of them. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas did what they supposed to do. You know what I mean? Because they really was raised like that. These rapper niggas and all these other niggas, these industry niggas, they not raised like that. Niggas start rapping and now you rapping for a minute and you really start feeling, you start really believing all the shit you said. The 2-3s and the choppers and my man gonna wipe your nose and all that shit, and they and then when them people come, they like, oh no, nah, I didn't. It wasn't me. It was Tay Tay. Yo, he the one shooting the niggas. It wasn't me. I only shot one time in the air before.
Damn, Tory Lanez, dumbass. Yo, why was it? Yo, he got busted up that shit. Yo, we talk a lot. Yo, this is gonna be the perfect next episode. This is a build up to next. Y'all excited for tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
I'll interview, the real interview.
Oh yeah, of course.
Man, hell yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely excited, man. That's, once again, yo, I'm not ashamed of nothing I've been through, the people I have around me.
No, we ain't gonna say too much. I don't wanna give them too much.
Yeah, nah, we gotta say a little bit.
Yeah, we gotta say a little bit.
If you cut it up, then
I'm not cutting it up. I like to put it out raw.
The anticipation. You know what I'm saying?
We got the anticipation, yo. We got a guest. I don't want to say too much about it, y'all. Y'all go ahead and tune in, bro. Not safe for work. If you got any sensitivities to blood, gore, this might not be an episode you want your kids to listen to.
Are we going that deep? I don't know if we're going that deep. God damn.
Yeah, bro. I want to know what's going on. That's my questions.
Ah, we'll see. Yo, Jesus Christ.
But your questions didn't have to do with like blood and gore.
I want to know what exactly happened.
I mean, yeah, we do, but
I don't know.
We still have to. We have to respect.
I want to know. I want to know what she thought. Yeah, now what she thought when she did it. Like, what did you look at him?
Ooh,
like that type of.
That's a bit much, yeah.
So I don't think we should go that far. I think we should go with the questions we have.
Yeah.
But it is. They kind of like. I'm still like, all right, I do that. All right. I ain't gonna say nothing. All right. Yo, we got a deep one for y'all, folks. We got a deep one. Y'all going, this one about to be crazy.
Yo, it really is. It really is. It really is, man. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's been a great life. You know what I'm saying? Just having love for certain people and people being around in certain circumstances, and I've learned a lot and being around certain people and certain things. So yeah, y'all tune in.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
I don't think fun would be the way to describe it, but
I think it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun for you because you fucking a super interviewer.
When I say fun, I mean like we get to understand somebody else's perspective. You feel what I'm saying? Like we get to get into the mind of somebody else. That's the story. That's fun. You know, she get to get whatever it is. She got to get off her chest. You know, we get to see her and hear her and let her.
Why are you giving her a little bit too much?
I ain't say if it was a he or she. Nah, don't matter, bro. Let's get the anticipation up, bro.
We all ready. Y'all want to tell the whole story. Y'all got to tune in.
They going to. Now they know it's a she.
Yeah. Yeah, you stupid.
It's true crimes, y'all. It's our first true crimes.
It's very true crimes.
I think this shit gonna pop. Y'all gonna like this one.
After this, I'm gonna have to go get the other one, the kidnapper.
Oh my god, you have such a wonderful life. You know somebody who was a kidnapper too?
Dude, Ty.
What? Yo, what? These bitches he used to be fucking with.
What the
with,
fuck?
Boy.
Like,
yo.
What? Who do you talk to? These like, bitches. What the fuck?
And yo, the crazy part, love me to death to this day.
These bitches, he be, yo. And love me because they love him, though. Like,
real
shit. These women, they got
gangster bitches, bro. Like,
real shit. I'm talking about.
Rest in peace, gangster boo.
This other one we talking about, we really seen her in the mix, like. We used to pull downtown. She really had hoes on the strip in real life. Like, there's no cap. Like, for real. She really had hoes in real life.
Not me. Like, yeah. So go ahead and message her so we can get her next.
I will. Hey, yo, the funny part. So I was fucking with the girl. Yo,
this about to be lit and shit.
I was fucking with her, right? And my man, I'm dealing with my man on some other shit, and he like, yo, you fuck with her? I'm like. Yeah, why was up? He said, yo, she be robbing people, yo. She be robbing people and putting, she like, yo, kidnap my cousin for real. I'm like, what?
So what she was more attracted to her once he said that, you was like, for real?
Nah,
like,
yo,
I
was like questioning, like, bitch, is you trying to put me together? Like, what's up?
Right.
No, and real shit. This some real shit, yo. I really had to put my gun there for real. Like, and guess what she did?
What you mean you put your gun to what?
She was trying to, we was making a move, and I'm like, yo, you trying to put me, like, what's up? And she like, yo, the bitch laughed. Right hand to God. A fucking big ass 4-5 to her fucking head, yo. She laughed like, boy, I love you. Ain't nobody doing nothing to you. And she really never did. She really had done some shit and brought me some nice jewelry back from a move she made. Swear to God on my life.
Shout out to her.
She used to buy me clothes and went to boutique. She, my polos and all that shit.
So she was like a booster.
Booster? Fuck no. She was buying it, but she was getting it from money from other places.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yep. Real life. Yo, real life shit.
Yeah, he has some crazy bitches. women. I'm gonna call it women because they might hit and I don't even...
Oh yeah, now you on the radar.
Right, line my ass up. I already go ahead to worry about one and shit, yo. You have to stay with her forever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I love you,
R.
That motherfucker flew off the, yo, for real too. For real.
Shoot him, babe.
Man, listen. We can't go to certain spots.
Shoot him, babe.
We can't go to certain spots still. I be wanting to go to spots. They got a name. Like, nah, we can't go there. They did some shit there 7 years ago. They still got pictures on the wall.
Still bad this shit.
Yeah,
where I'm banned from? I'm banned from somewhere. I forgot where I was banned from.
Yeah.
I'm banned from I'm banned from Sally's. I'm banned from what else I'm banned from? I'm banned from a couple of spots.
Nah, I ain't
it's 7-Eleven too, right? Ain't you banned from 7-Eleven?
No, bitch, I'm still I was that hey, yo. Hey, yo,
I not gonna lie. Your picture and stuff, you
yo, not gonna lie, yo. Me and my homeboy got bad out of 7-Eleven when we was like middle school. Yo used to come up there and steal the shit. I ain't know yo was stealing the whole time. I'm like, yo, how you get so much candy? But his mother used to be giving him money and shit. Whole time yo going there stealing. So I went in there, he stealing. I go to the register and shit. Yo caught him on camera. Like, you stealing, you still. Yo, our picture was up at 7-Eleven for like 3 years.
I thought I saw your picture.
Or Coldsburg. Or Coldsburg, yo. Or Coldsburg, Alameda, yo. That bitch probably still up there, faded and everything. Like, yo, I want these steal no candy and shit. My mother went up there and was like, yo, can you take this picture down? He didn't steal nothing. Like, he was with him, though. He was with him. They were in on it. I'm like, bitch, yo, what the niggas out this bitch candy heist shit. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I ain't bam. I'm good everywhere. I'm good everywhere. Thank God.
I think I'm just. I'm
were bad. You banned from somewhere, Bree?
No, I ain't banned from nowhere.
I'm banned from nowhere. I did some shit. Yo, I did some shit. I'm banned from. It's just like two spots. It's just like.
Hey, Bree.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out there. I don't know if we cutting this part out or not, but if it make it, yo, you know. People listen to the podcast, they thought I was trying to get at you for real.
That's because Ty had
I put that episode out.
He put that shit out. Let me tell you what you're no, we not doing this no more. We're not gonna talk about
no,
shit.
Go ahead. Like, no, you guys won't go ahead, y'all.
Let's hang up.
No, we gotta keep it. Yeah, we gotta keep it juicy.
No,
we keep
you cannot
it juicy.
Be trusted. Fuck no.
Hey, yo, I said something I was trying to get at you.
No, it wasn't you, it was Ty.
No, it was me. It was me.
We're not gonna redo
it.
What
said,
the fuck happened tonight?
Don't
know.
Say it. Just hang up. Just in the podcast. No.
I'm not gonna say it, Brie. I'm not saying.
Listen. Hold.
We got ended right. We just can't.
No. How I get a charge that I don't even know
no,
about?
No. Listen.
Right?
I swear to God, you and it was nothing.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't.
It was me. It was me.
Yo, y'all know I got that charge though. Like real shit. Like
no, you don't have that.
Fuck her.
You do not. No.
No. That why they ain't supposed to be like that.
We can make that clear. Everybody on this show, we ain't like that. You feel what I'm saying? When you don't give that energy, me and Ty don't give that, and that's not what it is. But we'll talk about it off the air. That's all.
Yo, all I said was
don't
big
say it
connect.
On here.
Dude, all I said was his big connect, and he tall, yo.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
so
yo.
I was trying to fuck. Oh, nah.
That's all I'm saying. I was just saying you a handsome guy. Yeah, I mean you might be susceptible to the handsomeness. That's all. That's
so,
all I said.
So for all
in
of
a nutshell,
that heard anything before this, yo, I was never trying to get at Bree. I'm not involved with her in any kind
at
of way.
All.
You know
nah.
what I'm saying? Like. Yeah,
yeah. We gotta put that out there for a Bree boyfriend and shit. Cause
right.
We,
I heard he was a good nigga.
Thank you, yo. Thank you, yo. He's a good guy.
I heard.
No,
he was a
but
good
I'm
guy.
Saying we have to make it for the record. We're building a family. Like this is a sisterhood, brotherhood type thing. This ain't no.
Now if Bree got some friends. That's a different ballgame.
See. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying nothing right now. I got a good one right
please
now.
Please just get off the air with it. Don't
you know. No.
I'm locked in. I got a baddie 2023.
Hold up, but y'all seen Bree though? She's very, very attractive young lady. If y'all ain't seen, you ain't gonna shout your Instagram out, Bree?
My Instagram is cheesy like Bree.
Look at her. I don't know, but my Instagram is she's like,
I'm
you kind of cute.
I'm gonna promote myself.
I am kind of cute though. And, she I just saw the head flick in the background. Like, I mean, cheesy like Brie.
You like start shit. But
it's
anyway.
Cheesy like Brie, like the cheese Brie, because you guys say it's B-R-I. And I didn't get it for a minute. I was like, yo, cheesy like Brie. I'm like, what does bitch mean and shit? And that's I was in Harris Teeter and shit. I was like, oh, they do got fucking Brie. Brie is the cheese and shit. I forgot. No, nobody put Brie on my fucking ham and cheese sandwich.
They put me on the ham and cheese sandwich. Fuck is you talking about?
Look at you. Why need a ham?
They probably would. And they probably would. And would.
And what? Okay. And then it's like, no.
Oh, see, that's where you
there, there go. There go.
All right, all right. I'll hang it up.
I'm just
all right, now. No, no, that's you.
Motherfucker gonna play that shit back.
See, there y'all go right there. There you go.
Nah, man. Nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. That's yo, y'all funny as shit, boy. So we go. I'm gonna go.
Yo, I think we're a good ass team, yo. Me and Bree, I got so much faith in Bree. Like, I love working with Bree. Like, yo, she's so, she don't listen, but.
Hey, yo, I listen.
She don't listen, but, yo, she listen when she it comes to the end of her rope. Like, this how I be. This is my relationship with Bree. I be like, Bree, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. She like, yo, I'm gonna do it.
<That's>
and then when the shit fuck up, she be like, Ty, why I did that?
Oh my God.
Yo, that's been a whole hell no. Yo, I'm gonna do it. I'm like, all right. She don't listen, but yo, it's been a pleasure working with you, and I thank you for 2022. 2023, I'm gonna put your ass to work, yo. Like, I ain't playing.
Yo, we had a year now. Can you believe that? We have known each other for an entire year.
How's your year been for me?
Knowing you, how was your been yeah, hell. Yeah. It's been complete hell. Like, no.
Tell your story, Bree.
Yeah, tell your story, Bree. Don't wait.
Surviving tie, yo.
Surviving tie is crazy.
Yo, nah, I got a few people we could put on that motherfucking episode.
Okay.
Yo, call them.
It take a minute to understand tie, yo. It take a second. And then when you finally get them, you be like, oh, okay. But for, yeah, it took a minute to develop our relationship. But I'm grateful we had one.
Yo, she thought I was the perviest perv.
You are.
That nigga is a pervert. And I know he is.
Why being nasty? Now I'm a pervert. Why am I perverted, yo? Because I'm nasty.
Because
like, y'all nasty too.
Let's think about why the I'm just gonna shut
you
up.
Want, nah,
what's going? No, I want to know why was pervert like creepy? I'm not creepy.
A pervert is a person who leads with sex a lot. That's a pervert.
I got a whole nother reason this nigga pervert. I'm gonna tell you, yo, one time he stole some pictures and blamed it on me.
Oh yeah, I did. Now that was yeah, I fucked that up.
Yo, hijacked some fucking photos and blamed the shit on me.
Yo,
I was beefing with some bitch. I ain't had nothing to do with the shit.
Bro, I forgot how I got them bitches. Yo, hold up, yo. Them bitches was I think they was on my ex computer. Her sister had some news on there. I was like, yo, why the fuck? I sent them. I airdropped them bitches to my phone like boop boop boop. I was like, I would keep a good news. I love a new news. A new news fire, yo. A new news.
Oh my
fire.
God.
So and Bri, it was her sister. They looked alike too. The sister was let me tell my truth.
Go ahead.
Yo,
Look at him being honest.
The
train. You see it?
Hey, you got me there.
Yo, I know, right? I'm gonna shut that shit down immediately after this story. Yo, the sister was a little thicker than the sister that I was dating. She was they both was cute. Like they both was cute. She look. A lot happened in that relationship. I ain't going to...
Not you fucking the sister. Did you fuck
yo,
the sister?
Hey, we not talking about all this. I said,
oh,
yo.
Man.
I'm not Tekashi. I'm not 6ix9ine out here. Oh, I ain't saying nothing. No, I didn't have sex with the sister.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Well, go ahead.
Look at, see, a lot of shit. Yo, see? You ain't gotta say all that. Yo,
it's
real life. All right, so I airdropped this to my phone. Boop, boop, boop. I put them in my email. She go through my phone and shit. She start going through fucking emails. This bitch went through my emails and fucking the motherfuckers.
She went through your email?
Yo, she went through my emails.
How she get your email password?
You ain't got no password. If you get the phone.
Yeah, if you get in the phone. She got in the phone. She got
the...
Bro, I acted that shit, but she took me back.
But hold up, you forgetting the part where they out of town, they at Zoe weekend. They calling my phone, cussing me out. Went, you fucking creepy ass nigga. Fuck yo. You dirty ass nigga. Why the fuck would you ever do this? Take my fucking sister. You dirty. I'm talking about they was cussing. Oh, looking like, God. I'm lost as shit. What the fuck? Then here go Ty beeping in. Bro. Yo. I had the email sent some news. So I'm looking like, what? And I can't even say now. I'm on the other line. They giving me the blues. Like, yo, you the dirty nigga. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm looking like, fuck is y'all talking about? I don't even know what's going on. So,
he had to take that.
I think I just was like, yo, I don't know what happened. Like, I swear to God, I couldn't put it on him. I just had to be like, yo, I don't know what y'all talking about.
No, she caught me lying so many times, it was just like obvious I was lying about that too. I did that girl terrible, bro. Like,
and she was a good fucking girl.
And she was a woman. She was a good woman. Like, hold up, I'm so happy. Nah, let me finish, bro.
Can I say
my truth?
For a second, talk about the cry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
try.
I'm not, yo. I just want to say, yo, like, she was a beautiful person. Like, all the people that I tend to meet, like, beautiful people, like, beautiful human beings, like, and she was the best. Like, I did her so wrong, you feel me? Like, and I want to acknowledge that, but I'm so happy she married now and she happy, bro, and successful real estate owner. Like, big props to her, like, because we had a nice relationship, and I mean, just dealing with her, I'm sure it taught her a lot about what the fuck you don't want in the next man.
Come on, public apology. Come on, accountability. Come on now. Oh, he changed it, y'all. Yes. Okay.
I've always been this guy. What are you talking about? I just don't portray this guy online.
Oh, okay. All right.
you know me now, Brie. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I want to put a let me put an important part to the story, Ty. I don't even know if you remember this. Do you remember where we met them at?
At fucking Cleon show.
So listen, I'm gonna tell you the funny part. If she ever hear this, she never had to deal with that because I was trying to holler her ass first and Ty cut me the fuck off. I just want to deal with that shit. Yeah.
Whatever. And that's what I said. That's what I'm saying to Ari right now. All right, I love you. Ari, if you want a nigga that big, don't connect, yo. You might need a nigga who big, don't connect and be happy out here.
Yo,
that's
nigga cut me off, yo. I'm a great highlight. I'm great to start talking. This nigga great cut me. I'm like, damn, yo, this nigga did this.
Yo, she was in the Lexus. She pulled up in the Lexus. Yo, she pulled up with the I'm walking out and shit. Here, his sexy ass walking behind me and shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga come out just looking better. Just, yo, head up, big, connected. He was like 19. I'm like, the fuck is your big connected at 19 for, yo?
Yo. Oh my God. Yo, real shit. Yo, I was really great hollering that girl, yo, and that nigga cut me off.
She was looking over our direction. And I was I took an extra step forward, like, hold up. I'm gonna get
he sure did. That's his MO. I wanna let y'all know on the podcast that is not the only time that happened.
Yo, I gotta shoot my shot, yo.
We got hella other times. So he was in a relationship with her for how long after that?
Shit, we were together for like damn near 5 years.
That's crazy.
That's one of my only three relationships. I only got three relationships.
Oh, all right. Yeah. The crazy one, her. And then.
Yeah. My baby mama. If she act right, fiance.
Oh, damn. You going to go back that fast?
Not that fast. No, you got work. How the women be hitting us. Like, I need to see you do some things better. Before
you can't put that woman in no ultimatum. You cannot do that.
That's what the fuck y'all give us. Oh,
yeah, but you cannot put her in this no ultimatum.
Okay,
first of all, I'm gonna just say this. I don't think ultimatum work on either side, whether women will do it or men do it. I think sometimes when we do it, it does motivate y'all in a sense. But
I just want the motivation.
But listen,
it
only works if the person is willing to do it. You can't make nobody do nothing they don't want to do. So if you try to put her into some ultimatum and she's not in the mental space to do that, you can't expect her to do it if she's not ready.
And she's definitely not. First of all, it wasn't going to be an ultimatum because she is not an ultimatum as woman. She is
That's
too
what I'm
smart.
Talking about.
She's too smart for that. Like, yo, I was just talking shit. Yo, you just.
Oh, right. I had to make sure. I was like,
yeah,
wait a
no.
minute.
Hell no. I would have the motherfucker come back begging and shit. Flowers every week, pay the rent, pay a light bill, get Chloe every weekend. I'm like, hell no, yo, hell no.
Why? What's wrong with that? That's your responsibility. What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying that, bro. I'm just saying I can't do that right now because I don't make enough money in Baltimore to achieve that type of happiness. If I do all of that in Baltimore on a $60,000 or $70,000 salary, I'm going to be fucking miserable.
Okay. All right. So does she respect your grind in that sense? Is it like, okay, let me make a certain amount by the end of the year, then I'll be able to do that, right?
I mean, she saw what I made last year. She was like, you made some money. I was like, that wasn't even all of it.
That's what you talking
about?
Oh, and that means she proud of you. That's what's up.
No, she ain't proud of me, yo. She
nigga, how you gonna say she ain't proud of you? She said, okay, cool, you made some money.
No, that she saw.
That was last year.
It ain't proud.
It ain't proud.
Like, oh shit. Maybe you is worth something, nigga.
Oh no, why don't look at it in a negative? That's a negative.
That's right. No, hell no. Cause y'all she's smart. She has a PhD. She's not just looking. Y'all don't look at shit as face value. That's what men do. We look at shit at face value. Oh, she's beautiful. All right, boom. Let's marry her. No, y'all look at men like, oh, he handsome. All right, what the fuck his credit look like? What his family look like? What can he do? What he do for work? What kind of car he drive? I mean, do he got kids? How he take care of his kids, how he take care of his mother.
Okay.
Do his mother look good? And she's standing like, I need to know what my daughter going to look like when she get old. Absolutely. Y'all read that shit from 0 to 1,000. Y'all look at shit. We look at shit.
But think about it. She clearly saw something great in you because she had a baby with you. So that alone already says the type of man that she knows that you are. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know, Bree.
I think she fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. I think she might have fucked up.
He told a few jokes. He was laughing, running around.
Yo, I was hot that year.
Oh my god.
I was working in the oil field. Niggas ain't never heard of oil field money and shit. Boy, I was gone. Hey, oh yeah, that nigga make it like 90. I was like 25. Like,
he said I think she fucked up.
Yo,
told
me yeah, yeah, I think she fucked up. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Like she could definitely got somebody better than me. She could have definitely got somebody better than me. I ain't gonna lie to you. She could have definitely
got a
little doctor nigga and been happy and shit. But she got a cute ass kid though.
Beautiful kid.
Yeah,
she does.
And we about to. And I'm gonna run it up, so I ain't worth nothing. But she good. I'm scared of her next nigga. I already know our next nigga gonna be bald head and his beard gonna connect. He gonna be like six. Can we get some beard oil sponsors?
My girl Bridget Renee, she got you, yo. My girl, shout out my girl Bridget Renee. I'm gonna get her to tune into the podcast. Bridget Renee, she got the beard oil for you, bro.
All right, that sounds like a sponsor. That sounds like a sponsor right there. I need a fucking bottle ASAP. I'm not gonna lie to you, I need a bottle ASAP.
Yeah.
I need a little roller. I need everything. I need the whole kit. I'm trying.
Yo, these niggas, I'm talking about beard.
Yeah, nigga, I need the brush. I'm gonna be brushing skin out this bitch. I don't care.
I'm brushing skin. Oh my god.
Right. Once my beard connect is over for you, bitch. I swear to God.
Oh my god.
So I guess if y'all tune in to another little bitch ass podcast.
Yeah, yo, what, yo, can I say the funny shit?
Yo,
I would have delivered that shit totally better.
Yo, y'all want me. Y'all want me. Shut up. Be quiet.
Oh, yo, when it hit dead air, I already know what it sounded right. We over this bitch 67 minutes. With this little bitch ass podcast. See? That was a little better. Now, this irresponsible behavior. Thank y'all for listening. Please tune in next episode. We're going to drop that shit probably like Thursday. We're going to drop it. That's going to be a bomb. You got Cheesy with Bree, Conway ENT, and Ty Funny. Peace.
Signing out.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. pussy ass niggas.